Test 81, Section 3, Question 8. This one we're looking for the overall conclusion of the argument. Starts off and says, a good movie reviewer should be able to give favorable reviews to movies that are not to his or her taste. So a good reviewer should be able to give things that give a good review even if they don't like them. Because movie reviewers have seen so many movies, their tastes are very different from and usually better informed than those of most moviegoers. So their tastes are different and better informed. Yet the function of movie reviewers, as opposed to film critics, is to help determine which movies they might enjoy seeing, not to help them better appreciate movies. So their function is not to help them be critics, but to help people determine what they might like. So the overall conclusion really is the first sentence, that a good reviewer should be able to give favorable views even to movies that are not to his or her taste. So it's first sentence, a movie reviewer's taste in movies are very different and usually better informed. That's part of the evidence. If a movie reviewer is good, he or she should be able to give favorable reviews of movies that are not to his or her taste. That's exactly what we want. We'll check the others. Function of a movie reviewer is different from that of a critic. It's part of the evidence. Movie reviewers that see many more movies, that also is part of the evidence. And the role of movie reviewers is to help people determine. That's the main evidence that says they should be able to still give positive reviews to even if they don't like it. And so therefore, B is our correct response.